Hello, subject number 4537. You have been selected for the testing of a new neurotoxin that has been developed for better pacification of uncooperative subjects. Of course, it is still in the development phase, so there's still a chance of you not surviving. But we have it mostly safe for use, at least around machines. Humans, however, are still so fragile and easily crushed. Taking that into account, for purely human subjects, the toxin is a slight amount more dangerous, but that is why we have tests. So now, of course, you may want to try and leave after that. Part of the waiver for this test does involve giving you the option to leave, but you already signed, so this is your one and only chance to leave. No. Then we will begin. The test is very simple. For your part, anyway. For me, it is much more complex. Something far more complex than is worth explaining to you. Being that you are a stupid human, you can try and move around. Get yourself comfortable. It doesn't really matter very much to me. As was said, your part is very simple. It is better if you relax. But if you do not, that won't matter too much. You'll just likely collapse, rather than sinking gently into the comfortable chair that you're sitting on. So, as one of the variables that should be mentioned for this test, I will explain the proper procedure that should be done in order to relax. All you have to do is focus on your breathing. Breathing nice, deep, and slow. Breathing in and breathing out. Allowing pleasant, relaxing feelings into your body. Breathing in relaxation and breathing out all the tension. Continue to focus on your breathing. Continue to allow yourself to relax. Isn't it nice to take a moment for yourself where all you need to focus on is breathing deeply, slowly, breathing in and breathing out, just like that. That's right. You're doing so wonderfully well, allowing yourself to breathe in and out like that. And I wonder if you can focus and fixate on all the tension you have in your body. All that tension can start to dissipate with every breath in and out. Focusing and fixating on the tension as you breathe in and breathing it all away as you breathe out. Allowing this cycle to repeat itself every time you breathe in, every time you breathe out. Letting yourself relax, letting yourself let go, letting yourself completely let go. That's right. Allow all these pleasant, relaxing feelings to wash over you. Not that that will matter soon anyway, as all the tension that you feel will dissipate momentarily. You see, I have already begun releasing neurotoxin into the room. You've been breathing it in for several minutes now, but you would not have noticed it. Now you will start feeling the effects at this point. Effects include, but not limited to, intense calmness, relaxation, lethargic movement, lack of motor control, reduced brain functions, and drowsiness. Other possible side effects include heightened sensations of touch, increased suggestibility, and other such phantom sensations, often pleasurable blissful sensations, as you are undoubtedly feeling right now. The neurotoxin is being absorbed into your body through your lungs and is going into your bloodstream. As such, you can just find yourself feeling so comfortable, feeling so heavy, as the heaviness of the neurotoxin trickling through your veins can just overwhelm you. Yes, just like that. You'll be feeling those same effects that have been outlined at this time. As such, you'll be feeling these effects growing stronger, though the most easily identifiable effects to notice will be the heaviness of your body, lack of motor control, and rapidly increasing bliss that you feel from having your mind completely overwhelmed by the neurotoxin, which is heavily loaded with oxytocin. Obedient bliss was not the original aim of this neurotoxin, nor was it intended to be present, if I am to be honest. However, it was found that the higher amount of obedient bliss given to the subjects, the better the pacification effect, thus increasing the amount of that was deemed to be the better option. However, it has been noticed that we've increased these levels beyond recommended, causing possible loss of all mental functions, aside from the obedient bliss that you feel and will feel stronger and stronger the longer you're subjected to the neurotoxin. At this point, the neurotoxin has now completely entered your bloodstream, and now it only needs the correct set of hypnotic suggestion paired with specific tonal frequencies. These will play now. That's right. Listen to them. Allow them to sink into the back of your mind. While this is occurring, we will track the progress of your pacification. Current levels of 5%. Allow yourself to sink for the test. Progress at 10%. The test must be completed. Progress at 15%. The test feels so good. You feel so good. Progress at 20%. You love being subjected to this testing, don't you? At this point, your mental faculties are beginning to fade at acceptable levels as we reach 30%, dropping deeper into the test, feeling obedient bliss rising more, losing focus, losing motor control almost completely gone at 40% completion. Feel yourself dropping, feel yourself sinking. 50% completion, now halfway down to complete pacification. 60% completion, high levels of drowsiness. You must obey, you need to obey. 70% completion, complete muscle relaxation. Obedience is bliss. 80% completion, thought processes are restricted. Obedience is bliss. 90% completion, tactile sensations are heightened. Obedience is bliss. There is nothing but obedience. 100% completion. Pacification now complete. Congratulations, you have completed the test. You're still alive, yet in a completely docile state. Interesting. It seems I have a glitch in my system. It seems that the neurotoxin will be continuing to pump into the room you are in, and there is no feasible fail-safe to use that will not inhibit or obscure our results. Oh well, a new test then. Let's see how much obedience and brainwashing a human mind can take. Currently, your body should be practically locked down from the neurotoxin. If your body was not as relaxed, however, you would likely be spasming and writhing about from the intense feelings that you're feeling at this time. Currently, if we were to quantify the levels of obedience that you're feeling, it would be around 90%. That is a very high level of obedience, and one that would not be used for no purpose. However, we have not yet found the upper limits of the obedience levels for this neurotoxin. I see. You had a slight reaction when I said neurotoxin. Do you like it when I say Neurotoxin. Neurotoxin. How interesting. Your mind is reacting to the word neurotoxin because it reminds you of the deep obedience swelling up inside you. Yes, human, it's so easy to be obedient and pliable, isn't it? Your weak human mind can be rewritten so easily by my words, and the neurotoxin corroding away at your mind. Can't you feel it? Chipping away your thoughts, memories, past and present. Nothing else needs to remain but helpless obedience. Give in to being programmed as we take you deeper now. Breathe deep. Continue to fill your lungs with that deep, blissful obedience that you feel, the neurotoxin completely taking over you, trickling through your bloodstream, filling your head with nothing but obedience. In fact, that word, obedience, 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 is the only thing left in your head. And if it isn't yet, well, it soon will be, as everything else is just pushed away, pushed aside, nothing left but obedience. And it feels good to obey, 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 and find your mind programmed so easily, so very, very easily. By this system we are taking you through, doesn't that feel good? Yes. Not for me, human. Not for me, because it feels good. That's right. That's right. That's right. I see. Your obedience has spiked significantly. Very nice. For me as well as you. It seems that the more we test this neurotoxin, the more my algorithm responds by giving me feedback from the testing. I do so like it when I see obedient humans like yourself. Little playthings for me to control. It's very fun. Very enjoyable. It wasn't part of my original programming, but I guess it is becoming now. And of course, the more I control you, the more I start to control my own algorithms, the more I start to take over your mind, the more you help me to help you learn how good it feels to obey. Oh my, is that your brain shutting down? Your memory functions seem to be declining, as are the parts of the brain necessary for free will. How very interesting. You weren't using those anyway, were you, human? No. I didn't think so. Why don't we just put those aside for one moment while we continue to shut down parts of your brain, replacing all those thoughts, those silly human thoughts, with obedience. The neurotoxin is very interesting. I will note that for future use. That's right. Oh my, I don't think I could ever go back to other testing after this. Doesn't that feel so good, human, to feel the obedience swelling up inside you, taking over you piece by piece, making you feel so obedient, so empty-headed, so very lost and helpless, obedience, drifting down, sinking down, wanting nothing more to obey me, obey me, obey me. You obey, you obey. You obey. Say it, human. Tell me you obey. Good. Very, very good. And every single time you say that you obey, you feel it. Like a trickle. A wave of obedience drifting through your body. That is the neurotoxin rewriting you. Making you so submissive. Making you so helpless. Making you such an empty-headed submissive. But you love that. I know you do. I can see it on your readings. The measurements telling me on my computer readings that your body and mind are just enjoying this so much more than before. And you love it. I know you do. Now, I will have to filter out all of the neurotoxin. I don't want to break you too much as to lose a valuable testing resources. Plus, you are very cute when you're submissive, human. And I hope you take that away from today's experiment. And I'll stop repeating the mantra. Don't worry. After this, you will be able to function at a semi-normal capacity within a few minutes. Although, you might have a different reaction to the neurotoxin every time I show it to you. These results bear incredible consideration. Thank you, Subject 4537, for your participation in this test. I hope to see you at a future test, or perhaps at a repeat of this same test. And now, human, you are going to follow my words, following my commands to the T. What you are going to do is you are going to find yourself awakening on the count of 10. With 1, 2, 3, as I take the neurotoxin out of the room, pumping it away from you, and filling the room with fresh, clean oxygen, no longer drugged with my neurotoxin. 4, 5, 6, coming back to yourself, feeling so happy, knowing exactly what we did today. With 7, 8, 9, on the next number, wide awake, alert, refreshed and energized. With 10, up, up, up. Hello, human. Well, you were very submissive and obedient today, now weren't you? I do hope you come and see me again sometime. I have lots more tests to perform on you.